Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump, how are you specifically preparing for the debate versus Harrison?
I'm not spending a lot of time on it. I think my whole life I've been preparing for a debate. You know, you can go in and you can have all sorts of sessions. I watched Mitt Romney go in and he worked so hard. He locked himself into a log cabin and then he developed lockjaw. He couldn't speak. I watched other people. I mean, you have to be real. You know, you can't cram knowledge into your head for, 30 years of knowledge in 1 week. So, there's a little debate prep, but I've always done it more or less the same way. And you have to know your subject. And I think I know my subject. I think I know it better than anybody.
That is so true. It sounds arrogant. How are you preparing for the debate? I'm not. His answer is, I am prepared for the debate. And when you know something, you don't have to memorize it. When you understand conceptually the things that are going on, you don't have to take 2 weeks at Camp David to try to cram everything in so that you can remember what some other consultant told you that you need to say if this comes up. And then, and make sure you give this counterpunch and drop this insult. And you need to make sure you say the word weird 72 times. You don't need to do all of that. And Donald Trump isn't managed. He just isn't. And yes, that means that he calls people dummy from time to time. And he says some things that are my favorite word that has come out of all of this is inartful, which I will use on okay. my own when I say something that is wrong or comes out bad. I will say it was inartful because that in and of itself sounds artful.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't misspeak. It was just inartful.
Oh.
I could have said it better.
Well, that sounds very, it's very.
Arty?
Yeah,
it's an artful way of saying that.
Yes.
It's eloquent.
I think. So when he says that he's not going to prepare for the debate because he is prepared for the debate, perfect answer.
Yeah, it is. And it's true, too. Because he gives answers just like that, you know that he's telling you the truth. And you know that when he goes into those debates, he is speaking off the cuff. Like he said, I may sit down and they might tell me, hey, what if she says this? You know, you're going to be ready for that or whatever. He didn't even say all that, but I could see that being his debate prep, that they might hit you with this. What are you going to do if they do that? But he's pretty much ready for all that stuff because he constantly gets it from journalists. So I don't know what else kind of prep you could be doing other than what he is doing.
When I first got the opportunity to do this show, so the way I started in being like on air, I graduated with a communications degree from SIU Edwardsville, TV radio degree, did sports talk radio for 3 years and then moved over to News Talk and worked as the digital brand manager here at 97.1 since February of 2009 and was in the background and very supportive of what 97 has been and continues to be. It's been such an honor and a joy to be a part of this for so long, especially in radio. It's not really, you don't usually stay in one media outlet for that long. It just is the nature of the business. I pray that I get to be here for another 16 years. I got the opportunity to sit in with Mark Cox when he had a Sunday show, and I would sit in there and we would have conversation, but I was very deferential. I would wait, you know, don't speak unless you're spoken to. And that kind of grew a little bit and I got my sea legs a little bit. It's intimidating to go sit in front of a microphone and just like say a really strong political opinion. It's like not
especially at the beginning.
Well, completely. And I had a lot of opinions. I could, as you probably can listening to this show, sit in your car and argue the points and think of the points. I bet you regularly you come up with things in your mind that I haven't said and then I say them and you're like, I was thinking that. Or maybe you said something to other people and I say it. And so we're on the same wavelength there. But when you have to go do it on a microphone, it's very intimidating. So I did that for 2 years. I sat in with Mark Cox, and he was just the most wonderful, kind person to let me do that, because I think that most people would not be like, yeah, let her come in and sit on my show. Like, he's just a wonderful person, and I've always been grateful that he was okay with that. When he moved to middays, when Dana Lash moved off the station, he moved into Dana's spot. I got the Saturday show, or I got the 2 hour slot that he vacated from Sunday. Turned out we shifted things around and my 2 hours was on Saturdays from 5 to 7. In the midst of getting that show, there were a couple times where Mark would go on vacation, or maybe he was at a wedding, or there was something that he was gone for on the weekend. And the first time that I got asked to fill in for Mark's show is the most nervous I've ever been in my life. Infinitely more nervous to do 2 hours from Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 97.1 than I was to fly in a Super Hornet.
I can see that.
Way more nervous. And when it came time to, like, when I got asked to fill in, I've told this story before, but I had three separate subjects, three separate separate news articles or concepts or whatever per segment of a 2 hour show, six segments. I had three separate things planned. I wrote out, like, I made myself write out 3 points for each of those different subjects so that I would be fully prepared to go on the microphone and fill that time. And I was terrified that I would, like, run out of words to say. I was so nervous. Like, it was maybe an hour or two before the show was supposed to start. And I was thinking, like, I got to get out of this. I can't do this. I'm going to make a fool of myself. I got to cancel it. I did it. I have no idea what that show sounded like. I blacked out during the thing, whatever. Made it through. Here I am. So it didn't go catastrophically, is it a word, wrong. When I got moved on to this show and I started doing weekdays for 3 hours, I would go home. I think, Brad, you might have made a comment about experiencing something similar when you started here. But I would go home after doing the show for 3 hours and sit in the chair, and I would take a comatose level nap for 45 minutes. I would just sit in the chair. There'd be kids crawling on me when I got home, and my brain was like, enough, you're done, sit still for a minute, because it was so mentally exhausting. We have to be laser focused for 3 hours straight with like 3 minute incremental breaks sometimes. It is really, really challenging. Now, today, I can come in here and do 3 hours of radio. I had a meeting this morning, talking to coworkers out there. I can walk in and do this show. And because I'm in it, like, I am saturated in it. I get news alerts throughout the day. I'm always working, but I'm never other than the time that I'm here on the show, I'm never like sitting down at my desk and filing papers and stuff. Once you start to do it and you start to know it, I don't have to sit down anymore and write out three topics for the 1:40 p.m. block after Joe Concha speaks, make sure I have these three things and I know the things that I'm going to say and, you know, the jokes I'm going to try to make land. And I don't have to do any of that. In fact, like when Brian and I are going back and forth, he's going to say something really stupid here in a second. Just wait. He's thinking. He's ruminating. Look at him. Look at him. He doesn't. He's waiting for me to give him the path to go down. He doesn't know yet. Here, say something funny. He's shaking his head no. He's doing what I do to him, which is silence. When Ryan and I are going back and forth and having these conversations that usually go off track, there's no, we don't really talk to each other. Like during the morning, we might say, we might see each other for 45 seconds before the show starts. Ryan doesn't know what topics I'm going to talk about when. Brad puts together a list of cuts that I can play during the show. We just collectively come in here having been steeped in the news and we have an honest, real conversation. I mean, what percentage of this show, Ryan, before you come in here, what percentage on a daily basis do you know what is when?
Well, I don't know anything.
There's one segment you know.
I know Wiggins America, but that's it. And you're right. We all have to be kind of studying everything so that we can come in. Because if you do try to say ahead of time, let's talk about this or let's do this and I'll do this and then you do that, it's just stale. You can't do it. It doesn't work.
We actually will even potentially kind of avoid each other because if something happens, we don't want to have the good conversation off the air.
Yeah, once in a while, if we're here early for a meeting and I see you and we're, you know, a lot of times we will sit together in meetings because we know each other and we'll start, oh, did you see blah, blah, blah happen? We'll go, no, shut up.
Yeah, save for the air.
Yeah, save it.
Well, and it's like in Friends, isn't it Friends is the one where they wasted the good, no, or is that Big Daddy?
It's Big Daddy.
It's Big Daddy. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to waste the good conversation in private. We want to have our honest reactions and thoughts ahead of time. But you can't do that if you don't know the content, if you don't know the issues, if you don't have an honest, genuine, individual thought or opinion or perspective on the issue that is just yours. Like, the reason why I don't need to tell Ryan ahead of time, oh, we're going to talk, like, if I'm like so unrealized gains, I think Ryan's going to have a thought.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opinion on that.
You don't know exactly what it is, but.
No, and I don't want to know because we can handle that in public. I don't think that Joe Biden could handle that in public. He needs to have information input in order to have output. And Kamala Harris seems more of a puppet than the rest of them, that she needs to make sure that she knows all the input in order to formulate an output. And it's like system malfunction when she tries.
And she has definitely not been tested by journalists, which is why you get this. You get somebody who will not speak to you directly unless it is written ahead of time.
I mean, even when she was tested. Have you been to the border? We've been to the border. No, you haven't. Well, we haven't been to Europe either.
Yes. What? But it's, again, it's like talking to my kids when I'm trying to get them to do their chores. I didn't clean the basement either. You're not mad at me about that. Well, I am now. Thanks for bringing it up. Who is more unlikable, Trump or Harris? Tell us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.